you listen to God's servant Tayo Ladajo, may the vision of the finish and of God's high calling for the church be further increased in your heart to inspire accurate lifestyle and orchestrate the outbreak of the Spirit of God in the earth. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
It is through the knowledge of God that is given to us exceeding, when God says the promises are exceeding great, it's not prophetic promises. Praise God. Fresh, exceeding great and precious promises. Through these promises, we are made partakers of the divine nature by which we escaped corruption that is in the world through law. Like the operating paradigm. So what the knowledge of God does is that you actually bust laws, break the grip of law, reverse that operation of laws, then corruption ceases. Praise God. Decaying ceases. Decaying ceases over our thought life. Definitely when you see in the scripture that God says God's promise coming to us, and what that promise is going to do, the download of that promise is going to reverse the working of lust and completely disarm the manifestation of corruption. Corruption will cease. So definitely, he's talking about the promise. There's no prophetic promise that is capable of that. Praise God. It is the promise. Now, but the eye-opener is that it is through the knowledge of God, the knowledge of Jesus our Lord. That is so. We take this issue of the knowledge of God so seriously. Let's see another scripture. Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians 1. From verse 16. The Bible says, "Cease not to give thanks to you, for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of what? Of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him." This is another way of praying for light, praying for illumination, trusting God. The greatest commodity that we are required in life and in the realm of the Spirit is light. Illumination. So in 2 Peter 1 is described, illumination and light are described as the knowledge of God. But in this instance, it's described as the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. But when we have this spirit of wisdom, when He's at work in us, and revelation in the knowledge of Him. The concept of wisdom and revelation is just that, you know, revelation is the unveiling. Apocalypsis is something that comes by unveiling. It comes suddenly. That comes like by like impression. Just comes, just get down on us. Praise God. Is the unveiling of the knowledge of Christ. But the wisdom there is still a concept. You know, it's like the revelation of that knowledge is a measure of light and illumination. The wisdom of that which is revealed is a deeper measure of the same light. I don't really get what I'm saying. Because the wisdom this time, the first one is revealed to us. The second one is revealed in us. I don't know if you get it. Wisdom means that knowledge has now become not just what is revealed. That knowledge is now what is the operating system. Wisdom makes illumination and the operating system in us. It's like it shaped us. It shaped our value system. Shaped our thinking. That's what, you know, wisdom, you can't define wisdom. You can't say this. Some people always try to. So wisdom is the knowledge in application. So that's why I'm so academic. Praise God. Praise God. And, but that's not to say that it's not true. But that's at a natural level. That's at a level. But in the real spiritual level, wisdom is actually called character of knowledge. The word is taken from the Greek word Sophia. It means character of knowledge. So when it becomes operating system, when that which is revealed becomes that which is actually like shaped our personality, our humanity, then it's wisdom. So where you now realize that as you step into a capacity as a father, decisions, choices you make is governed by wisdom. Praise God. As you go through trials and tribulations, decision make. You know, trials and tribulations can make people foolish. They're just confused. They didn't know what they decided in a given situation because it was so overwhelming. But you just find yourself in under pressure. And somehow, the Spirit of Christ in you just rose up and said, don't decide. And you just didn't decide. And when the whole thing came up, it was like, thank God you didn't decide to. Praise God. Who taught you not to decide? Another time, the right thing to do is to decide. Praise God. That's just wisdom. Praise God. It becomes the operating paradigm.
Thank you for listening to this timely word of the Lord.